Good morning, everybody. My name is Kevin Barna. I'm the CEO and Managing Director for KB Logic's Business Solutions, KBL Business Technology. You see behind me, one-stop shop podcast. And with the same name, KBL Business Technology, one-stop shop for all your business technology shopping needs. We've got KBL e-commerce, and you know, there's just lots of offspring. Again, we do have the new podcast. I think this is our first season. I think it's our seventh episode. Today's Saturday, 6 a.m., about 6:02 or 6:03, April 24th. It's a beautiful day in South Florida. It's going to be a great day. And, you know, it's lots of good, as always. You know, we're just always progressing, always growing. We've got lots of jobs right now, staying extremely busy. The e-commerce store is really coming around also. And so we're going to get, you know, the purpose of that, as I mentioned on many occasions, of setting that up and taking the time, advantage of the downtime, or never had any downtime. There's always more to do, but the time during COVID-19. To really establish more of an online footprint, a presence. And the purpose of that was to, you know, really have that digital kind of search engine optimization, artificial intelligence, and just to get that presence going, get everything trained and programmed the way it needed to be. So then, and we did that. The purpose of the e-commerce store is, you know, an e-commerce store is critical more so than any other, probably one single, any other single business for the, you know, digital technology to be on point at all times. You know, SEOs have to work. You got to do it right, or you know, it's a good chance you're not going to make it unless you're a huge a Walmart or one of these, you know, big enterprise companies. So, you know, the idea was to spend the time setting that up, bringing the KB Logic's Business Solutions, the technology side of things, to piggyback off of that technology, that digital kind of software-defined technology that should be pretty optimized by the time we're done setting up the KBL e-commerce. And that was the idea. And then, you know, I'm glad we did it. Lots of good things. You can really see the promise. But I'm actually at a point where I think I'm getting ready to do some advertising. And everything's looking great. I mean, you know, we're working with some hotels. There's a Marriott. We're finalizing in Richmond. We've got, I'm not going to mention it yet. We've got some really, really big enterprise resort companies we're going to try to do some things with on a national, probably United States, a national scale. And then, good, you know, guy I always looked up to and respected, been in the industry for many years. Anyone watching in the industry, lots of you have heard the name. Dan DiOrio will be coming to his South Florida home. I didn't ask how long, but he'll be getting, you know, be in town for a little while. And he's just a guy that I have an immense respect for and look up to, and has wisdom in the industry, and just as a salesperson and a class act, you know, a good salesperson. You know, he's not pitching heat, right? He's good. He doesn't have to candy coat or lie to get you to buy, you know? We could talk for hours about sales. I've had a sales background for 35 years, and so, yeah, so kind of old school, I guess you could say now. Guys, it's fun to sit around and you know, talk about, you know, sales and yeah, just different experiences and with customers and things we've been through, and we relate. And so that hopefully that should be a good time. I think we are going to connect. Dan, by the way, just give him a little plug here. You know, he's got Telco Holdings that he started and just grew the company, and he's on the map. He's had that just immense success in a short period. He's really has a nice business plan. He created Think Forward is a company that has its own little niches and does forward thinking. Go figure. But Dan, just to touch on one or two things, and I'm going to ask him. I didn't ask yet, so I can't really speak for Dan. But if I can get him on our show, and just pick his brain, ask some questions, see if he's got. I think if he's interesting, I think we'll get some viewers with Dan on the show. And with Dan on the show, there's always something to learn. And he's a personality. He's fun to listen to. And if you're into technology or business technology or whatever, tune in. That was come if he does. Yeah, I didn't ask yet, so we almost I can't really advertise that we're gonna have Dan on the show until I ask him. But I'm hoping he says yes. I think he will. I hope so. But Dan's got an extensive background, and everything he touches kind of turns to gold. He's good, man. He's solid. He's a success story, and there's a reason for that. So, I get a lot of respect. And I have a question. One of the reasons why is a lot of my business plan is just set up very similarly. I mean, he's much bigger, and then further along, and they do a lot of their own nice installations. He's got technical side of the company, so there's just some differences, but there's some similarities too. And so, him just having some years on me and some a little wisdom in the space. It's good to have a go-to that when you do have which you always when you're in that industry, everything's critical. You think, so we have a critical question. You got to go to like that that you can count on. So, thank you, Dan, and hopefully, let's keep our fingers crossed that Dan agrees to maybe let me interview him or at least invite him on the show. We'll just have kind of an open talk. Maybe we'll see whatever he wants to do. But other than that, as I mentioned, there's a lot going on. I wish I could tell you some of the big irons that we're really going to try to burn here coming up soon. But I guess the overview and the more general context is KB Logix is trying to set up some strategic partnerships. I think that some of these will pan out. They're back in the game, and referrals and growth, it looks like it's inevitable. It looks good. It's positive. The future is positive. KBL e-commerce is doing better and better, and it's just a matter of time. And as we get more and more operating capital, we'll be able to grow a lot more rapidly. And hopefully here soon we can kind of just get some key staff in place as we're growing and as we start generating some good revenues. And it does look good long term. So that's kind of the pulse on it, and then that's the forecast. I know it's general and vague. The few things I want to wait till we get a little further along before we start making announcements. A little bit superstitious. I feel like I think as soon as you do that, the podcast ends and it's, oh, we just got a phone call. That's not gonna happen. Another good friend of mine, 25 years, one of my best friends. He's the Windstream Enterprise senior account executive, Stephen Chase, has been my best friend since I've been down in Florida pretty much. We've always been, we had a mortgage company or kind of in that industry together. I got in technology about the same time. He's had an immensely successful career, one of the best salespeople I know, and really good in certain, a certain space within sales, a certain technique, just his style. He's doing it the way he does it. There may not be a better salesperson than Stephen Chase. He's got a way of really maximizing the efficiency, the most you can get out of a deal, and then still the customer leaves with all the value they came to get. And they know it when they left, and a year later when you talk to them, they know it. And so, who knows? Maybe I'll get him on. He take a little retirement for a minute. I said, which tells you he's done pretty well, right? Stephen Chase, a little shout out, a little plug. He's always got some iron in the fire, but he's kind of not really working. You know, I might do something, flip it, make 6 figures in take a day or so. Be back off for, just relaxing again. And been doing some travel, so I'm just going to give a shout out to Stefan. And we're talking about Dan earlier, made me think of Stefan. It could end up being a three-way meeting or even a three. And hey, if we're really lucky, maybe we can get both of those two, vets on the show at the same time. That would be awesome. So, that's just that is the it's just a short little overview of where we're at. I know it's been a couple weeks. We've made some moves. I should have had all this ready for you, but I think it's 500 Broward Boulevard, East Broward Boulevard. It will be our kind of permanent business location downtown Fort Lauderdale for KB Logix Business Solutions and all of its offspring, which it's going to be your KBL Business Technology, One Stop Shop, KBL Business Technology, the podcast, KBL Multifamily Solutions. It's going to be KBL E-commerce, which is it's in its own right. Everything's looking good there. And again, they kind of do overlap. There's reasons for all this. You got two private labels, KBL Activewear. So check that out. It's engineered for comfort, style, and performance. KBL CBD, which it's just a very high grade, medicinal and health benefits are just exceptional. Look into it if you're not that familiar with it. It's not, although it's a derivative of the marijuana plant. There's no THC in that. People get, it's just, THC is a drug. It's in that plant. Got nothing to do with the CBD. But CBD has, there's just unbelievable health benefits. That's it. It's FDA approved. It's great. So check that out, man. If you're not educated on it or familiar with it, and you've got any kind of ailment, just look into that, man. That's the, and it really is a difference maker for a lot of people. KBL CBD. Just to check us out online. Come to kblecommerce.com and /KBL-CBD/. That's how the KBL Activewear works. It's kblecommerce.com/KBL-Activewear/. All you fashionistas out there, KBL Activewear, and then all you fitness women's fitness kind of buffs and yoga, Pilates, cross training, any kind of athletics. We've got collections, and it's primarily women apparel that probably got 50 collection. I mean, we've got 450 or so, give or take, products in that for under KBL Activewear, and then that doesn't get into your variations and colors and all that. So there's a lot of quality there to shop from. We're ramping up many other areas. I think we've got 416 today product categories, and there's act you know there's a fit, what is it there's fitness wear, fitness equipment, fitness athletics, sporting goods, there's women's fashion, men's fashion, there's I mean it's just it goes on and on. You get into home and garden, and linens, camping. There's lots to choose from. There's a whole designer, KBL designer. We got a little space there, but what you're gonna find in there, and then there's a lot more inventory to add. But it's your Versace and Gucci and Dolce and Gabbana, and man, there's so many. There's literally over 30, I think, of that. Armani, but the quality name brands. It's not just Italian brands. There's just quite a bit. So, I just want to, hey guys. All right, so our Facebook pages. I want to thank everybody for that, as I do on every show. Check them out. Give us page likes for facebook.com/KBLEcom/. Same thing. Facebook.com/KBLEcommerce/. And Facebook.com/KBLBusinessTechnology. I'm sorry, /KBLBusinessTechnology/. Those are currently our three business pages. We probably need to make more. It's just I'm not going to yet because if I there's a reason why you got to do things right. And I got 50 things that all need to be done right now. they're not going to get done right, and I'm not willing to you know, put out a less than very quality product. So that's it. Other than that, we're growing very rapidly, and we're going to get some more help quality soon, and continue to grow. So page likes, 5-star reviews, Google, Bing, Yahoo, KBL Business Solutions needs 5-star. I'm sure I've got quite a few coming right now as we finish these deals up. Everybody's immensely happy. Really good solutions. We're doing one with Windstream right now in the hospitality space, Windstream Enterprise. They really do pretty well in the hospitality space. And then maybe some phone systems we've got coming up. We do a lot of Marriott brands, Hilton brand hotels, things like that. By the way, good friend of mine and a really classy organization, Commonwealth Lodging. We've done lots of work over the years. Darlington's a real good friend of mine. He's up there, been up in Richmond, been doing a little work up there, and we've been working with him a little bit. But yeah, with the all those changes and upgrades, you know, these guys, if you go to their Google business page, yeah, you go to you Google them on Chrome or whatever in a Google browser, and you plug in Richmond Marriott, Richmond Short Pump, or Richmond Marriott Short Pump. He'll take you to his hotel. Give those guys are on point, man. I think they've got 1,000 5-star reviews already, but give them more. You know, these hotels really kind of got handcuffed. They were not allowed to take guests. I mean, you're dying on the vine, and you have to watch yourself do that. So I'm not saying they're all dying, they're going to go out of business, but this economy, things like that, these guys need us, right? Let's do our little part. And 5-star reviews, things like that, and that optimizes that traffic. You know, we send them a couple extra customers. You know, customers don't leave there without a smile on their face, and there's a reason for that. And it tells you the leaders, and then that trickles down to the staff, and then you see it on with the guests, and they care and they do a great job. So I know that group real well, and I think I want to, you know, just spread that word. Let's give them some likes, because when you're in that situation and now you're making these changes, you got to take a step back and then take 3 steps forward. I just want to get them ramped up right away. They deserve it. They've done a great job, an exceptional job. And you know, when they're ramping back up, you got the guys up top. They're not afraid to come in, say, hey, you know, we're gonna hire people, but I'm gonna put in, you know, I'm gonna work at the desk, or you know, these guys. That's just, I respect that immensely, and you know, so all of us should. We need them in our economy. We start taking groups like that out, it affects all of us a lot. So understand that, and it doesn't cost anything to go say, hey, man, 5-star reviews, give some. Go visit, stay the night, stay the week, you know, take your girlfriend, take your wife, take your kids, depending on your situation. So everybody do that for me, and then for yourselves, and for the, you know, any great hotels you know, and then also definitely hit the Richmond Short Pump in Richmond Marriott. You know, but you know, anyone who doesn't know, I spent a lot of time in that specifically with a footprint focusing on Marriott brands, Hilton brands, IHG brands. And so on. If you've got a hotel, man, let me do an evaluation. There's a lot of great value right now. You can make a lot of upgrades and quality changes, which, you know, that are really needed, you know, for a reason. They don't cost money if they're, you know, will make you succeed and generate more, right? They can't. It's just one or the other. You got losing money on it if you're making money on it. You got to figure out how you net out, and everybody's netting out to the positive. So then I bring that up, you know, phone systems in general, we've got every option on the planet. Yeah, it's really a kind of, in a lot of ways, the lifeblood of a hotel. It's a central operator, you know, just it's that thing that brings everything together in a hotel. And 3 out of 4 hotels are end of life or on their phone systems. Reach out to me. Multifamilies, reach out to me. Yeah, there's properties. There's one right before COVID. They've got 35 maybe locations, and we're going to increase their operating income about $7 or $8 million. That's, you think what that does. Anybody in that industry knows this term, but that does for your cap rates and your, you know, your net operating income, your profit. And with that immediate, it affects. It goes hand in hand with your property's value. So as those things are higher, I mean, you flip it, then maybe it's worth twice as much. All right, just short versions on all these things, but yeah, I just want to give you, call me, man. It's a free evaluation. You can't lose. You really can't. And you know your return on investment before making any kind of decision. All right, guys. KB Logix Business Solutions. Call my main line, 954-516-0919. KB Logix, 833 is a toll-free number. 833-525-6449 is a toll-free number. Or you can, it also spells KB Logix, yeah. So it's 833-KB Logix, Logix. And you can get me, but that's really associated, even though it says KB Logix, that's the parent company, but it's associated with KBL e-commerce, that toll-free number. If you're calling about the other, I can transfer you over. We'll get you to KB Business Solutions. We got nine logos right now. It just tells you there's a lot of different entities, a lot of moving parts, and I'm wearing a lot of hats. So we're going to shut it down for now. Never hesitate to contact me. One of our Facebook pages, you can actually schedule a little 15-minute block of time if you need to. We want to always make time. We're customer first, and the best way, listen, we know we can provide the most value. And anyone who's looked at some of my other recent podcast episodes, you'll kind of get an understanding why. Give me a call if you have questions. We can provide 350 of the top business service providers in the entire world. And that includes your ones that you're familiar with, like AT&T and Verizon and all that. Many more. Cloud, managed, ISPs, any kind of technology, right? We can provide the most value, and we have every option. We're not going to fit you call AT&T. Yeah, we're not going to fit you into AT&T's or Verizon. One company is what I'm trying to say. I'm not trying to single any out, but into their menu of products. We have all the options at the same pricing with all the same resources. Okay, so nothing changes. It's just value, value, more value. We're not trying to gouge anyone. We're with your interest in mind. We want to be impossible to compete with, because the relationship is where the value's at with our business model. We know that small business technology changes very rapidly, and with that, small businesses become big businesses, and technology is always changing, as I mentioned. So those two things go hand in hand. We know that it's not only are your needs going to change, technology is going to change, the relationship is what's valuable. You're going to come up for renewal. And when people start working with us, they typically don't stop. There's just reasons for that. We're always available. We work past the sale, past the test and turn up, or when the order's complete. And man, if you're not sure what kind of technology business wise, call me. It's everything and every brand, essentially. It's not every single one in the entire planet, but really close. And if we need that one of those, we'll partner up in the same manner. Okay, guys? So do not be shy, please. It's all about you. You're who I answer to. All right, our business customers and the e-commerce store are. Our shoppers and whoever my customer is, they're the ones who I'm trying to answer your need, their needs. That's how we create value. That's how relationships begin. And those are winning hands, man, winning formulas. They continue to grow. Then you build from there, and you don't see that anymore. The more we get technology kind of oriented, you shake guys, you make a purchase on e-commerce site, there's a mistake. You're gonna talk to nobody. Get their head in the sand. It's over. That's it. You got you stuck with it. That kind of thing is a lot. Oftentimes, the feeling of it. All right. So again, we've got toll free numbers 833-KB-Logix Logix. We also sorry, I stole a problem today, but we also have call my direct line 954-516-0919. Give us an email at feedback at KBLECOMMERCE, KBLECommerce.com, or info, okay, at KB-Logix.com. All right, guys. Hey, Saturday, man. We're kicking off the weekend. It's the first day of the weekend, first day of the rest of your life. Let's do this thing, man. All right. I don't know if you guys remember back at the beginning of the year, 2021, the revolution. This is the year that we really kind of go after COVID. We're going to knock that down. We're going to get the economy. We're going to strengthen it, work together, and reach out, pull our neighbor and our, give a helping hand where we can. Okay, take care of yourself first. Stay strong so you can help others. But understand we need each other. We always do. If you start neglecting or forgetting about something, you get affected in a very negative way. So, hey, what you can do for me is the same thing as Richmond. Yeah, give me some page likes on any of our platforms. Man, reviews, share the video, subscribe, any kind of my podcast, my Real Talk, subscribe. That's immensely valuable. Last year going, I'm going to give you this real quick anymore, and then that's it. We're going to shut it down, guys. I'm not going to take any more of your time right now. I got a full plate myself. I launched the store at the end of October. I was open 10 days. I had 169 shoppers through my e-commerce store, right? The next month, the next 30 days in November, I had 13,200. That's 450 a day. That's amazing. Our first 30 days, right? We weren't really quite ready yet on the back end. We were just starting all, getting everything started. The point is, I did that without advertising. So I wanted to just give you an idea of what it could be as it relates to search engine optimizations, artificial intelligence. Think about that. The 13,000 versus 100 or two, all right, what am I, it's immensely valuable to difference makers. So anybody willing to support us, and we do the same for whoever needs it, outside of, there are things that lots of people are not really supporting. Other than that, we're all in, man. We love everyone. We want come check out kbleecommerce.com. If you have any business technology, no matter how big or small, it doesn't matter if you're integrating offices globally in seven different continents at the same time, we can help you, all right, with the best solutions and the most value. That's it. You guys have a great day. Do not hesitate to reach out, guys. Don't be shy. We're here for you. We're going to answer the phone or respond very quickly thereafter. With COVID, we are, a little understaffed. So outside of that, we're going to get back to you. All right. Have a great day, guys. Keep it real. Not real ridiculous. It's been fun, man. Call me if you need me. Ciao for now.